Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 31 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,158 on turnover of 3.7 billion NT. The market lost ground on Tuesday after hitting an all-time intraday high. Investors turned cautious about a possible major technical pullback from recent sessions. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing served as an anchor during the session to prevent the broader market from falling further. And artificial intelligence development-related stocks came under pressure due to the relatively high valuations. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is calling on members of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership to release detailed guidelines for countries seeking membership in the trade bloc. The call comes as the government is voicing its concerns that the official accession process guidelines are not detailed enough. According to the ministry, the partnership's Auckland principles, which provide three main principles for applicants to meet, are also vague. The foreign ministry also says Taiwan has engaged in direct dialogue with key member states, including Japan and Canada. The ministry also plans to send delegations to other members later this year to solicit support for Taiwan's accession to the trade bloc. The director of the Ma Ying-jeou Culture and Education Foundation says the former head of state could meet with Xi Jinping when he travels to China next month. Xiao Shuchen says Ma is currently just a regular citizen, but Ma and Xi made important history together in 2015, so of course he hopes there is an opportunity to see an old friend. Xiao is refusing to say whether arrangements were being made for such a meeting. He would only say that, like the media, he hopes it will take place. However, the foundation director says because the delegation will be guests, the specific arrangements are being left up to the Chinese side as hosts. North Korea's state news agency says the country is rejecting any possibility of a meeting between Kim Jong-un and Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. It comes a day after reports that Pyongyang had received a summit request from Japan. Chris Gilbert reports in Tokyo.
The reports pour cold water on the likelihood of a meeting which Kishida has sought publicly, saying he wants to resolve the historical abduction of Japanese nationals by North Korea in the 1970s and 1980s. Tokyo lists 17 Japanese nationals as abductees. Pyongyang views the matter as resolved, something which Japan has called totally unacceptable. KCNA reports Kim Yo-jong, Kim Jong-un's sister, is criticizing Tokyo for, quote, clinging to unattainable issues. She says Japan has, quote, knocked at the door for talks, but Pyongyang would only welcome him if Japan is ready to make a new start and, quote, not be obsessed by the past. Japan and North Korea have no formal diplomatic ties, although there have been reports of backroom talks between diplomats in neutral countries on the issue. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And Ethiopia's biggest bank says it has recouped nearly 80% of the cash it lost during a system glitch that allowed customers to take out more money than they had in their accounts. The Commercial Bank of Ethiopia says around $14 million was withdrawn or digitally transferred during the error. The bank says the value of the transactions ranged from 9 cents to $5,350. The amount lost was initially reported as $40 million. Nearly 15,000 people have voluntarily returned the funds that the bank says was taken illegally. But over 500 individuals have not yet returned money that is not theirs. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.